I believe it was The Rock or the episode before this one when I implored people to buy my book. I referred to someone as a motivator. At that time, I referred to a person as a motivator or a motivational speaker, and he's on TikTok, and he's on maybe Instagram. And he said something that very much disappointed me. Someone asked the question, "What was the last book you read?" He said, "I don't read books," which makes me hold him in much lower esteem. Gary V, you need to read a book, or maybe several. Complete a book. Maybe the one entitled Literate Like You. I wrote that. Under the pen name of my real name, Patrick Boggs. I like to use the name Rocky's dad or Rocky's father, but I didn't use that for my pen name. I used my real name. Gary V seems a little odd to me since he doesn't want to read a book. So this is something else you'll find very odd. Pig rustlers. Yes, this is a rock of mockery, and you're bound to find this real news item from here in Japan to be rather odd. Probably want to make mockery of it. Thieves have stolen about 670 pigs from Gunma Farms. That's Gunma Prefecture in Japan. All of them got stolen since the beginning of July. According to the police there, there have been at least 7 such thefts at pig farms in Maebashi, Ota, and Isesaki. Police said that the stolen animals were worth about 10 million yen. All of the thefts occurred at night. I can't believe that part. I mean, I thought the pigs would be oinking all over the place and somebody would say, "They're getting stolen." But no. Somehow the thieves packed up the pigs in the middle of the night and got away with it. No follow-up news story in August or September yet. No follow-up saying the pig rustlers have been caught. Nothing like that so far. Mockery rocks. This comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. A swift recovery in fuel consumption by U.S. drivers isn't really happening, posing new challenges to the oil market, economy, and global energy industry. I don't like calling the fossil fuel industry the energy industry. Consider the clean forms of energy. Many companies have delayed plans to reopen offices, while many school districts and colleges around the USA are opening with hybrid or remote instruction, taking a bigger bite out of fuel demand. Combined with other data points showing that improvements in consumer spending and hiring are cooling the slower increase in fuel demand illustrates that the next phase of the economic recovery could be more difficult. The trend is a threat to the economy because people tend to spend more money when they are moving around and engaging with businesses. Some analysts think gasoline demand will need to rise for the economic recovery to continue at the current pace, especially with many Americans avoiding public transportation because of coronavirus concerns. You know, if you take public transportation, it's just fine if you're wearing a mask, unless the public transportation, the bus or commuter train, is packed. In that case, don't get on. The stalled demand is helping keep U.S. crude oil prices stuck in the low $40 per barrel range, even with the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and companies from ExxonMobil to Chevron curbing supply in response to the industry turmoil. Oil has remained in a narrow trading range for 2 months following a swift rebound after prices in April briefly dropped below $0 for the first time. As a result, fuel prices also have remained flat recently, a boon for those customers who are able to take advantage at the pump, but a threat to energy companies whose spending cuts and layoffs could add to pressure on the economy. I think we need to get used to not using so much gasoline. But as I said, this is from the Wall Street Journal, and the writer's name is Amrith Ramkumar. That's a lovely name. The writer of this piece is Peter Rudegarer. His headline is Cash Apps Surge During COVID-19 Pandemic, which fuels a thing called Square Stock. Square Incorporated's Cash App looks a lot like a bank, digitally storing and transferring money for users. Investors don't seem to mind. Square shares have rallied 28% in the past month. That month would be August. The publication date here is September 2nd, and those shares are up 166% since the start of the year, while bank stocks have actually fallen. The run-up is mostly due to the popularity of Square's Cash App offering, which lets consumers send money to one another via smartphone, purchase things with a prepaid debit card, and invest in Bitcoin and slices of individual stocks. Analysis and investors said those businesses took off during the coronavirus pandemic, which is still going on, we understand. Cash App revenue more than doubled to $325 million, excluding sales of Bitcoin in the second quarter from a year earlier. I'm not a fan of Bitcoin, but Cash App, maybe, and maybe, Square Incorporated might be a decent investment. Cash App's popularity notwithstanding, Square's valuation is much more stretched than those of most other U.S. stocks. It trades at a whopping multiple of 174 times its expected earnings over the next 12 months compared with the Standard & Poor's 500 index forward price and earnings ratio of about 23, according to FactSet. Square lost roughly $117 million in the first 6 months of 2020, yet its overall market capitalization exceeds that of Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated. Keep an eye on Square. If you look at the owners, a lot of those disruptive growth type investors are the ones that have been attracted to the story. Oh, a good investment is in the story, not the profits. The idea that it's the story, not the profitability, comes from Josh Beck, an analyst at KeyBank Capital Markets. You have to think of this more like you'd think of Facebook or LinkedIn, where there's a big virility. A big virility. All right, I'll think about that. Seems odd that he mentions LinkedIn. I hold LinkedIn as the least of my ways of touching social media. Like social media, like Twitter, like Facebook, like Instagram. I would, if I invested, want to think of investments in a way that would be totally different from social media. I want to thank you for listening to this Rock of Mockery.